listening to Tailgate Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's Adam Richman from the Travel Channel, and you are feasting your ears on Tailgate Radio with the Grill Sergeant, John Largent. Remember, chew carefully and eat mightily.
From coast to coast and border to border, it's Tailgate Radio.
Hey there, Tailgate Nation. Thank you so much for downloading episode number 119 of this virtual tailgate party that we blast to all 50 states, all provinces in Canada, and over 50 countries across this big blue marble we call Earth. I am the Grill Sergeant, and Happy New Year. It is 2017. What in the world is this year going to have in store for me, for you, for the Tailgate Nation, and how is it going to play out? Well, that's the fun part of going into a new year. You get to reset the table and start over. Now, I'm not a big resolution guy. I don't know if you are or not, but I'm not a big resolution guy. But I will tell you this, from a perspective of what we are doing here at Tailgate Radio, we're going to be really mixing it up some a little later. We're going to be going into the part of the year where we get to kind of play around with some things. You know, football season is rapidly coming to an end. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But we're going to be changing up some of our sounds, some of our features, and we're really excited about 2017 here on Tailgate Radio. And want to remind you that you can find Tailgate Radio at iTunes, Stitcher, the TuneIn app for your smartphone, Audio Boom. We're also on iHeartRadio all across this world, and you can listen to us anywhere. Coming very soon, in fact, starting in a couple of weeks, you'll be able to catch all of our archived shows on YouTube. And one of the other things that we're going to be doing here at Tailgate Radio is we're going to be doing some video features, which I guess technically doesn't make it Tailgate Radio. But we're going to be doing some Facebook Live stuff and also some adding some things to our YouTube channel that we've recently started. And it's just going to create a lot more opportunities for us to connect with you. We've got about 50,000 followers on Twitter. I would love to double that in 2017. So if you know people that love tailgating and love to talk about things, not just necessarily the stats on the board, because we don't talk a lot of sports. I mean, I'm a huge sports fan, but we don't talk a lot of sports because this is Tailgate Radio. There are a million and one places where you can get pontifications about who's got the best team, whose stats are best, who's going to do this and do that and be the MVP of the league and those kind of things. I don't waste my time doing that because other people that are a lot more educated and a lot more up to date and do a lot more research on that stuff are doing that in a million different other places. We like to be the guys that are out in the parking lot, and I want to talk to you about where you're going to get your next grill, where you're going to get your next gadget that's going to make your tailgating experience better. We're going to have celebrity chefs, which we've had. We're going to have guests that come from the world of sports, come from the world of entertainment. We've had comedians on. We've had actors on. We've had NFL Hall of Famers on. We've had a little bit of everything. We've had Adam Richman from the Travel Network or the Travel Channel. Is it Travel Channel or Travel Network? Food Network, Travel Channel. I can't keep all of that straight all the time. But so we really cover the periphery of the actual game with everything else that goes on. So if this is your first time to tune in to Tailgate Radio, welcome, first of all. You're always welcome with pull up a chair, get under the canopy, pop a cold one, and hang out and talk to us because we're excited to have you here. And one of the things that I'm really excited about is our lineup of guests coming up in 2017. We've already got some great folks lined up. Haven't done the interviews yet. And as you know, sometimes when you deal with celebrity types, they're a little. Some of them are really, really cool. And then some of them have canceled about half a dozen times. And so those are a little Those are a little frustrating. But we move on. We persevere. And we're excited to have a lot going on in 2017 that we think you'll enjoy. When we come back from the first break, we're going to talk to you about how you can maximize your tailgating experiences in 2017. We've got some information about the Sports Licensing and Tailgate Show coming up in Las Vegas the end of the month of January 2017. There's always a good reason to go to Las Vegas, and I can't think of a better reason than the Sports Licensing and Tailgate Show. I'll give you some information about that. And also, as we're recording this, I think the Consumer Electronics Show, the largest show that takes place in Las Vegas, is going on right now. So a lot going on there. And we'll touch on the NFL playoffs. We'll touch on the national championship. We've got finalists there, and that should be an interesting game. So we're just going to have a mixed bag in the first game. No guests this week. We're just going to talk about what we're going to do and how we're going to live our lives in 2017 from the perspective of the 35 to 50 million people that partake in the sport of tailgating every year. You're one. I am one. We are the Tailgate Nation, and we'll be back with more Tailgate Radio right after this. Tailgate Nation, I want to tell you about Blue Apron. Blue Apron is an amazing company for a lot of different reasons, from the delicious food to how they prepare it and deliver it to you. I'll talk to you about all of those things, but I want to tell you first, I want to just give you a little story of why I love Blue Apron so much. As you know, I get to travel the country and I get to visit parking lots and stadiums all over the U.S. and I get to experience food from all over the United States, and it's amazing food. But when I come home, I've got a family to feed. I've got a wife and three teenage boys who love to eat. They also love to cook, and we spend a lot of time in the kitchen together. And Blue Apron is one of the best ways we have bonded as a family, because we cook together, and that builds strong family bonds. Research even shows that Blue Apron families cook nearly three times more often. And the food that we get to prepare, listen to what they have on the menu in January. Seared pork chops with farro and cranberry chutney. Spaghetti squash and marinara with mushroom and garlic knots. Spicy shrimp and Korean rice cakes. And the list goes on and on. It is amazing food. And things that are important to some people, like the fact that the beef is raised humanely, chickens are free range, and the pork is raised naturally. And Blue Apron can be delivered to 99% of the continental U.S. and 99.5% of food deserts. And because Blue Apron ships the exact amount of each ingredient required for a recipe, they're reducing food waste as well. This is a tremendous company. So I want you to check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/tailgate. You'll love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. That's blueapron.com/tailgate. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
And I can't wait to turn up with family friends.
And we're back here at Tailgate Radio. You can always find us at tailgateradio.com. You can also find us at Tailgate Radio at Twitter. We're also at Tailgate Radio Show on Facebook. We'll be, like as I mentioned earlier, we're going to be doing some Facebook Live stuff this year, and we're really excited about that. And we've also got a YouTube channel that is cranking up, and we've just got a whole lot going on, and super excited to be bringing you everything that is worthy in the world of tailgating. And speaking of the world of tailgating, coming up January 17th through the 19th at the Las Vegas Convention Center in the South Hall is the Sports Licensing and Tailgate Show. If you're not familiar with this, it's held annually in Las Vegas, and it's the premier event for brand owners, licensors, licensees, and retailers interested in sports licensing products. Over 380 exhibits and thousands of retailers, it's the only show of its kind to target the sports and tailgating market. Exhibiting companies hold the license for professional, collegiate, and all other sports teams and represent all product categories. And I've been to this show, I think, almost every year that it has been in existence. And it's not a public show, so you can't just show up and buy a ticket and go. But what you can do is if you have a company or you have an idea for a product or if you have an existing product that you think would be a good candidate for licensing. I know a few years ago, I had the really cool opportunity. I was one of the presenting sponsors of this show. I'm not anymore, but I was at the time. And one of the things we did that I thought was really cool was we brought in the Johnsonville Brat 18-wheeler. I don't know if you've ever seen this thing, but if you just type it in the Google machine, Johnsonville Brat 18-wheeler or Johnsonville Brat truck or Johnsonville truck or any of those things, you'll see this amazing truck that I think at one time we could cook, I want to say 2,000 brats at once, and we did. And we fed the entire show one evening, and it was an amazing experience. It's not one I'm going to forget. You got to climb this ladder to get up to the top of the truck, and you know you're just constantly working these things. And we had some I don't know if this is a correct term or not, but we had these bun girls, and all they did was came and collected the sausages and put them on buns and passed them out, and it was just a cool experience. I got to spend quite a bit of time with Hall of Famer Herschel Walker. You're not going to find a better human being on the planet than Herschel Walker. He was amazing. And I've got some photos over at Tailgate Radio of us with him. And just an amazing, amazing show. All right, Tailgate Nation, we're back, and I want to talk to you a little bit about football. You know, there's a big championship game coming up, and of course I'm talking about the NCAA-FCS championship game between James Madison and Youngstown State. Of course I am, and I'll tell you why. It's a spectacle. The 2017 Division I football championships take place at Toyota Stadium in Frisco, Texas. It's an amazing event. Two of the top teams from the FCS, used to be the NCAA 1-2A programs, but they will be going head-to-head this weekend. Everything opens up. Frisco is a suburb of Dallas, or just north of Dallas, and it's a really cool complex there. And the game is going to kick off at 11 o'clock on the 7th, which I think is Saturday. And the tailgating starts at 9 a.m. There's going to be a whole lot going on. There's a Youngstown State pep rally at 9:50. At 10:10 a.m., there's the James Madison pep rally. And then there's a hot wings eating contest at 10:30. And then the game kicks off at 11. So excited to go to that. I've been to that game a couple of times up there in Frisco. It's a great little stadium. I think it holds about 30,000. And they play soccer in that stadium. They play this game every year. This game was for a long time played in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And I guess they bid it out every few years. And for the last several years, it's been up in the Dallas area in Frisco at Toyota Stadium. And if you get a chance, if you're jonesing for some football and you're one of your teams is not in the playoffs for the NFL and you're anywhere in driving or flying distance if you want to fly, I would highly recommend you come to check out the 2017 Football Championship NCAA game between James Madison and Youngstown State. Now, let's talk about the big boys. So the championship semifinals in the playoff. And, you know, here's one of the things that I have a little bit of a problem with, just because, I mean, I kind of understand it because of the bowl situation. You know, there's a lot of money in bowls and a lot of tradition in bowls. But the FCS, the game we were just talking about, it's a 16-team playoff. 16 teams. I don't think anybody would argue that if you could put a 16-team tournament together for the FBS, the top teams in the top tier of college football, that you'd have a definitive national champion. And, you know, maybe the four-team scenario works for now. You know, the thing I love about March Madness is that sometimes that Cinderella, you know, Cinderella story out of nowhere, they make a big impression. And it would be interesting to see if some team gets hot at the right time, that maybe a 12 or 14 seed in the tournament, and it only takes one game and gets hot at the right time, that you couldn't see a now, it obviously didn't happen this year, but, you know, Western Michigan was undefeated. They went to the Cotton Bowl. They lost, but they played a great game against Wisconsin. But I think it puts all of those things to bed, because had Western Michigan beaten Wisconsin and finished the season 14-0, people would be saying, well, why didn't they get a chance? And I think that's all that people want, is for their teams to get a chance. And if you're in the top 16 teams in the country, you should at least have a chance. But I don't know how, you know, here I am bringing a problem that I'm not bringing a solution to. And that's one of my main rules. If you're going to bring a problem, bring a solution. And I have no solution, because I don't know how the money works. So if you know how the money works and can figure out how that would work, not that the NCAA is going to listen, not a big fan of the NCAA, and I've got a personal reason about that. I'll tell you. I'll go ahead and tell you. I had a gag order on this, but I think I've passed that time period. So a few years ago, the Final Four for basketball was held here in San Antonio, Texas, where this show takes place. And our office was literally in the parking lot of the Alamo Dome, which is where the games were held. And we had a premier office space. It was on the third floor. We had a full patio that was overlooking the parking lot, so we could see people tailgating and drinking and all. It was great. It was perfect. We loved it. You know, we have the Alamo Bowl here. We have many national championship games and just a lot of sporting events downtown that we took that space for a reason, because we wanted to be close to the action. So the NCAA championship game, the Final Four, was nearing, and we're doing our business in our office, and I was doing business in tailgating at the time, so this is nothing new. And we get a knock on our door, and they came in, and it was a representative from the Alamo Dome, and it was also a representative from the NCAA, and they told us that that our office was considered a clean area, and that we were not to, under any circumstances, lease out our space or give any of our real estate to any companies that weren't on the approved sponsor list for the championship. And so I asked what that meant, and they said basically, and I don't quote me on these because it's been a while, but if Coca-Cola is our sponsor, you can't have Pepsi hanging banners on the side of your office space, because that's not in the clean zone. And the clean zone is for only companies that are officially sponsored by the NCAA championship game. And the city of San Antonio would arrest you if you did. I said, arrest you? And they said, yeah, we'll arrest you. It's a clean area. We pay a lot of money to host this game here, we're going to make sure that there's no riffraff. So that got me thinking. So I said, what other penalties are there? Well, you'll be fined. You could be fined $7,500 a day, I think is what it was. Again, memory fades, but the tenor of the conversation doesn't. And so I did the math, and, you know, I'm not a genius, but for 4 days, that would be $30,000 we would get fined. And I'm telling you, the space was prime. You could see our balcony all over the area. So it was really, I've got another story about that I'll tell another time that involved Bill Clinton in our office. Oh, yeah, Bill Clinton, believe it or not, in my office. But back to this story. So it kind of got me hot under the collar because I just didn't like the fact that they came in and were bullies. They were really bullies to all the businesses. I understand the premise, but the approach was very inappropriate, I thought. You know, rather than saying, hey, this is a great thing for the city of San Antonio, we want to make sure that we promote this event, and if you could refrain from any of this, you know, it's going to be a great event, and there are some penalties if you don't. And that's a very different tenor than you're not going to do it because this is a clean zone and the city will arrest you and blah, 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 which they did. So I made some phone calls. First people I called were the opposite of whoever their cola sponsor was. And it was either Coke and Pepsi or Pepsi and Coke. I don't know. But anyway, the other company said, well, how much are they going to fine you? And I said, $7,500 a day. And they said, well, what if we pay you $50,000? That way, if you get fined, you'll be able to cover it. Plus, you'll make $20,000. And we'll have a giant Pepsi sign on the balcony of the building. And it's a win-win for everybody. So I said, well, let's talk. Let's see what the ramifications are. And I don't know. It's kind of like a teacher that knows that something's going on before it does. But within 2 or 3 days, I got a phone call from the NCAA people, and they told me that under no circumstances were you to allow that to happen, and that there would be serious ramifications, more serious than what they had talked about earlier, and the city of San Antonio and their police department was going to pull down anything that was done and blah, 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 blah. Really? Thought this was America. But that happened. And I eventually decided not to. To the detriment of my family, because it would have been $20,000 in our pocket. And but I wanted to be a good citizen, even though they weren't being good partners with us. And so anyway, That's a rambling story, but it's absolutely the truth, and it happened many years ago. I want to say, well, whenever the last time the NCAA Final Four was in San Antonio, I don't even know what year that was. It had to be 05, so, you know, it's been 11 years, but interesting story, and that's why I'm not a big fan of the NCAA. They're bullies, and they're assholes. By and large, I'm sure there are some lovely people in Indianapolis. And I love Indianapolis, the city. But the NCAA, yeah, not so much. When we wrap up, we'll talk about the upcoming football playoffs in the NFL. And if you've got any resolutions, we'll talk to you about a few things that we'd like for you to do this year in 2017 out in the parking lot. When we come back with more Tailgate Radio, right after this.
Hey there, Tailgate Nation. You know that we have great advertisers that support the show and keep it free for you. One of the reasons why advertisers love Tailgate Radio is that they know this show has amazing listeners. Right now, we have a survey that I'd like you to take to help us learn more about our audience. Just go to podsurvey.com/tailgate. The survey will only take about 5 minutes or so. We're going to ask you some questions about yourself and what you like to buy, but it's completely anonymous. Your answers help us find advertisers that are well matched to you, your interests, and the show. When you're finished, you can enter a monthly drawing to win a $100 Amazon gift card. Even if you've taken a podcast listener survey before, I'd like to ask you to take ours and help support the show. Don't forget, you have a chance to win that $100 gift card. Once again, that's podsurvey.com/tailgate. Thanks for helping us find the best advertisers so we can help keep this show free.
All right, folks, back here on Tailgate Radio. Going to wrap it up here. We're going to talk a little bit of wild card weekend in the NFL. We've got some interesting matchups, and I'm going to pick them, and we're going to see how we do during the playoffs. So first playoff game, wild card weekend, is the Raiders at the Texans. Both have banged up quarterbacks, although Osweiler for the Texans, he's been up and down. He got benched late in the season. Derek Carr, busted up leg, back up last week, got a concussion. Their rookie, all things being equal, this is going to be probably a 3-2 score, like Major League Baseball. I just don't think there's going to be a lot of scoring going on. I do think the Texans, with the home field advantage, will make a little bit of a difference, just enough to get them by. And I think that the Texans will pull that out. That's on Saturday, January 7th at 4:35 p.m. Eastern. The late game, the 8:15 p.m. game, has the Detroit Lions and the Seattle Seahawks. The Seahawks have not impressed me in the last few weeks. I don't know if the playoffs are going to rejuvenate them, but I'm going to pull an upset here. I think the Detroit Lions can pull off this game. They are a really solid team. They played tough against the Packers, even though they lost the last week of the season, which would have won them their division. Seattle's kind of stumbling around right now. I don't see them as being the dominant team as they were earlier in the year. And so I'm going to say, I know everybody knows Seattle's one of the toughest places to play in the NFL. They're loud. You've got the 12th man, all that good stuff. But just for shits and giggles, I'm going to pick the Detroit Lions to win that game. Going into Sunday, January 8th, first game, 1:05 Eastern kickoff, the Dolphins at the Steelers. The Dolphins beat the Steelers earlier in the year. The Steelers are kind of like the Seahawks. They've stumbled around a little bit. I do think the Steelers are going to hold court and win that game, although I think it's going to be tough. But I do think the Steelers are going to win. And for the last game on Wild Card Weekend, we've got the Green Bay Packers. I'll make no bones about it. I'm a Packers fan. Against the New York Giants. I do not like this matchup at all for the Packers. I think it's a dangerous game. I would have liked to have played anybody else in the NFC except the Giants. But I think a late run and the defense will hold. But I think it's going to be like a 27-24 Packers game. But it's going to be scary as a Packers fan, but I think we'll pull it out. And those are my wins. The Texans, the Lions, the Steelers, and the Packers. So I've got all home winners except the dogs in Detroit are going to beat Seattle, I think. I don't know. All right, Tailgate Nation, that's going to about wrap it up for this week's show. I want to thank you for listening in and downloading this week's show. I want to remind you, you can hear our show on iTunes, SoundCloud, YouTube, Audio Boom, Stitcher Radio, the TuneIn app for your smartphone, Podomatic, and at our website at tailgateradio.com. You can also check us out on our Twitter account at Tailgate Radio. And as we always say here, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we'll see you in the parking lot. Adios, amigos. Catch you on down the road.
You've been listening to the Tailgate Radio Network. Any rebroadcast without the express written consent of Major League Beer Pong is strictly prohibited.